Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia family, greetings and hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omi Inca 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you by saying Habari Ghani. Thank you so very much for joining me. And I have been busy celebrating my birthday. Yes, I have. And I would like to know where was everybody at last night? And why weren't they at my party? But we've been throwing a party all day today, so you know how Omi does it. The whole week is her birthday. So we've been throwing a party today, and we're going to continue that party here in this room. Yes, I turned the big 61. Yes, I'm now finally legal, so you can date me and court me because I am 21 now. For those guys who were waiting till I got full consent age, I'm full consent age now, and I'm looking forward to the 62, and I'm just as young. I'm 61 years young, and ladies and gentlemen, if you have not began to see the benefit of getting old, you ought to come and join us this evening because we're going to be talking about aging. And I'm going to bring that right over here in this session with reordering the marriage vow because we do age, and I don't care what you say. We are going to get older, and this body will deteriorate, and it will turn to dust. We have got to look forward to being in our primordial bodies that will not age, that will not need substance, and that will be here for a lifetime. We are held captive in these bodies. I want you to know that. And for the benefit of those who don't understand that death is a cycle too, and that we have to prepare for it, and aging is a cycle. So while we're living, I want to be on the other side of the dirt with the living, and we want to talk about living today. We're not talking about making the transition. We're talking about living and enjoying our life as an elder. Now, I want to talk to some of you baby boomers who are probably 61 like myself. Well, baby boomers used to do the doggone thing, and we used to have a great time. Now it's our time, and we're still doing the doggone thing. And I want to say for the record, don't let yourself get old physically. Just because you're getting up in age doesn't mean your body has to be falling apart. Now, you put your false hip on, and then you go down there and put your good leg on, and then you put your wig on. You got all these prostheses that you got to put on. Why not take care of the body that you're in? Do the things that you have to do. Bama has already told you he's trying to give you some medical care so you can get all those services you need. And while you're at it, get your teeth fixed. Stay in the dentist's office. Press your way forward. Whatever he has to do to get your false teeth together, let him do it. I will spend my last dime on a dental appointment. It's vital, ladies and gentlemen. We have to manage ourselves and keep ourselves up. I'm gracefully aging, and I'm proud of it. I am proud to be 61. I'm unapologetically proud to be 61. Just because I age, you can't get to be an old fool dying off. So when we get up in age, let's not pull rank because of our age. I love the young folk. So I've always been the baby girl. So I won't ever age. Every time they see me, they say, "How you doing, baby girl?" My brothers just love the fact that they still can call me baby girl and take care of me. I love it. And I love being the last sibling of the family. It comes with some special perks. And we use those perks and we pull those aces in the hole when we have to. I like to say for the record, I feel good. I thank God that I've got my full limbs and my mind to want to stay on this race and keep going on. I thank God that I don't wake up every morning with aches and pains, and I'm still able to wake up with the song in my heart, and I still love Hardy and enjoy lovemaking. Don't ever get to the point, women, where you hate lovemaking. It becomes a chore for you. Then at that point, there's not much to look forward to in life. You've got to stay Hardy. That is, if you got a decent man that knows where to put it and knows what he's doing. You got these old men that they're so sick all the time, and they're in the bed, and they got to recuperate from everything they do. They're so weak. They need energy. So I'm going to talk to you about some things that we talked about today. How do we get energy to maintain our zeal? One of the ways we get energy is that we definitely make sure that we are equipping ourselves with taking the minerals so that our body can adjust. Hold tight, ladies and gentlemen. I want to take a station identification. I want to take you to North Carolina.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent. Got that rhythm. Have that talent. Got.
Come on, come on.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me on the day of my post-birthday party. We're still jamming in this room. We're jamming, and we're jamming. We're jamming like it's 1999, and we're jamming. We're jamming, 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 and we're jamming. I thought I'd throw that in there. Little Bob Marley, not the right tune, but we want to throw it in there. Once again, we're talking about aging gracefully, and because we are in the category of reordering the marriage vow, we want to talk about how do you age gracefully, and how do you take what Mother Nature has given you and put it to use and use it wisely. For one thing, I'm going to take another station identification. I'll be right back at you. Just get ready to listen to the drums.
Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now I'd like to take you over to the throne of grace and get you prepared for your blessing. If you're not already in the right standing position, get into position of prayer with your hands faced up as if you're ready to receive. And I would like for you to say your mantras and to be still. This is a time when we allow the Creator that's within us to speak to us and to tell us what it is that he's going to cooperatively do and work with us so that we can accomplish that which we are intended to do. And we're talking to ourselves as we pray this prayer. So peace, be still, and allow him to permeate your body as you go in, get in position for libation. We just hold up the libations and pour the libations to the east and then to the west. Then we pour libation to the north and then to the south. I want to say a special prayer today for our ancestors for getting me and carrying me over the bridge, because they're like angels, guardian angels. They carry you over the bridge and they assist you. And without them, we're nothing. And we have to spend time thanking our ancestors and acknowledge them. And we have to also give them the recognition they need as we begin to commune with them. We're not worshiping them, we're communing with them.